Friday, June 12th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. Business leaders failing to stand up to labor unions are cowards, said former Finance Minister Trevor Manuel at the World Economic Forum on Africa yesterday. Manuel, now the head of the National Planning Commission in the presidency, criticized both business and union leaders in an address to major business players, including Sasol CE Pat Davies and Old Mutual MD Paul Hanratty. Manuel seemed to indicate that labor unions were too powerful. There is no counterweight in society if you have cowards in business, Manuel said. Counterweights are necessary for progress. Manuel also said that unions are using Section 77 of the Labour Relations Act too freely, referring to the Western Cape branch of the Congress of South African Trade Unions using this regulation to take on Premier Helen Zille's all-male cabinet. In other news, the World Health Organization has declared an influenza pandemic and advised governments to prepare for a long-term battle against an unstoppable new flu virus. The United Nations agency raised its pandemic flu alert to phase 6 on a 6-point scale, indicating that the first influenza pandemic since 1968 is underway. The virus has killed 109 people in Mexico, where it was first detected in April, before spreading to the rest of the world. Countries from Australia to Chile to the US are reporting that the new H1N1 flu, widely known as swine flu, is crowding out seasonal flu, becoming the predominant influenza strain. The strain has spread widely, with 28,774 infections confirmed in 74 countries to date, including 144 deaths. The move to phase 6 reflects that the disease is spreading geographically but does not indicate how virulent it is. WHO Director General Dr. Margaret Chan says that it is incumbent on the WHO and all members to stay vigilant and alert for the next year or two. African leaders at the World Economic Forum on Africa have strongly rejected the notion that protectionist policy responses by developed and developing countries would aid in mitigating the impact of the global economic crisis on the continent. Yesterday's debate centered on appropriate economic policy responses for Africa in the context of the global economic meltdown. The overwhelming conclusion drawn by the panelists was that the continent should favor open market policies, particularly in promoting trade between fellow African countries. However, South African Minister of Trade and Industry Rob Davies provided something of a dissenting opinion on protectionism, arguing that the domestic response to the global economic crisis could not be one size fits all. Also making headlines, South African Environmental Affairs Director General Joanne Jawich says that a lack of progress around a finance package for developing nations in climate talks in Bonn is concerning. A political storm breaks out over Public Enterprises Minister Barbara Hogan's comments on the privatization of state-owned enterprises. Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai will meet US President Barack Obama today to ask for financial aid. And Anti-Poverty Group 1 says that Group of Eight President Italy is breaking its aid promises to Africa. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.